Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate y'all showing up in this special meeting. The purpose of this meeting is to discuss the design and placement of buildings on the oceanfront property. And that design and placement will also include the parking places. We do have in writing the information we were waiting on from Raleigh. And with that, I'd like to make a motion to remove the 19 temporary parking places on the west side of Atlantic Avenue. We have minutes to that effect from the oceanfront park. At this time.
Mayor, members of council, a couple of things have come up that require action within the next couple of days because of safety issue in one vehicle and because of the ability to get the work done in the other that will need to be done prior to the next council meeting. The first one is to go forward with some stormwater construction projects that were caused by the damaging rains that we have, that one of which particularly is threatening two houses and the other which is threatening to increase the damage to the road system. And we need, it's the opinion of the Public Works Director that we need to get on this as soon as possible to mitigate whatever possible damages that we've got. The other one, I've been told, is the striping on this tennis court that the company is here and able to do that will possibly increase the cost if it's put off until the next council meeting, or after the council meeting, because we won't be able to do that until. So I would ask the council if they're willing to add those two items to the agenda. Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye. Any discussion? This is something we don't normally do, but we are under particularly some time restraints. Yes, Barry.
We had at least five citizens, if I remember right, come up and say that putting these stripes on there would greatly inconvenience the rest of our older citizens who primarily use this. Now, I don't know whether we should ignore what they said or not. I tend to believe that we should not put in the additional stripes for the children and concentrate on the adults that primarily use this facility.
Well, I wasn't here, thank God for that. and I'm just the messenger, but whether it's done now or whether it's done at the next, it's going to take a vote by the five of us as to if it's done or not. I'm asking for
this. Yeah, not asking to add to the agenda.
Add to the agenda. I'm not right. Saying that okay. It'll be done.
We can add it to the agenda. I got no problem with that.
All right.
So there's a motion. Is there a second to add these two items?
Yeah, I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. That'll be the second item now. Going back to the purpose for which this meeting was called, we do have the facts from Raleigh in front of us now, and under the purpose of the meeting, it would be my motion to, at this time, vote to remove the 19 temporary parking spaces on the west side of Atlantic Avenue. And we have the minutes from the late meeting. Nancy, have you got those?
Your excerpts are up there.
Where the
under the committee minutes.
The oceanfront committee recommended that they be removed actually over a year ago. And if they were temporary, you'll have a second to my motion to remove the 19 spaces.
When?
I would like to move them, depending on when we let the contract with Stormwater, as needed, or no later than January 2nd. That would leave us time to finish the fishing season, and we're also going to have the fireworks down here this year, so that could still be used for that.
Did you make a motion?
Yes.
I second.
All in favor, sit in discussion.
I would...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I have a question about when, why would we want to start removing these until they are absolutely necessary to be removed?
From my own opinion, I think we're probably going to be removing them before the end date because of the construction of the stormwater. As soon as they break ground on that, we're going to need all that area for trucks and things like that. So my guess is that before the end of the year, they'll be gone anyway.
And Barry, talking with the engineers, it may be actually necessary to occasionally close that whole road when they're taking the dirt out and bringing the stone in there. It was a bad temporary close the road. All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. My second motion is remove the necessary parking places on the east side of Atlantic Avenue to coincide with artist rendering, which the Oceanfront Park approved. I think, Chuck, you've actually counted it would incur 11 spaces or 10?
No, I don't know. I think there's 16, and we should be able to keep 3 or 4 on each end. So that would be
11 or 12.
11.
So we would remove the ones necessary to
open the view.
Open the view.
So, according to what you're saying, that the road will still have the curb. Whatever that will allow parking. And then we'll maximize the number of spaces that we can within what's left.
Right. Do I have a second?
The motion is to remove all the parking east side to comply with the artist rendering that the committee approved. Remove ones necessary to open the view.
Yes.
Is that the motion?
That's the motion.
And I'm sorry, who seconded it?
No second. I'll second it for no other reason than for discussion.
I personally would. Mr. Bell showed us a drawing that was put up earlier that had a few parking spaces on either end on the west side of the road.
That's what this is.
Okay.
East side.
On the west side of the road.
All the spaces on the west side have just been removed.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
But my proposal is that if we remove all the ones on the east side, that we replace them with the same amount on the west side of the park after the park's completed.
You making this in the form of a motion?
We already have a motion.
So, for your discussion is
that we definitely consider that. That would keep us the same amount of parking spaces that are along Atlantic Avenue that have been there for umpteen years, and would put other parking spaces on either end of the proposed park. The ones that we take out of the middle, split them in half, and put one on one end and the other on the other end of the park.
All right, there's a motion on the floor to remove the parking places. Is it still okay?
Yeah. Going over all the minutes that I can find, plus with Nancy, based on the input of the committee and the material. material that was handed out at the last festival, or not the last festival, it was 2 years ago. All the information that we've gathered from the public, a couple of things were unanimous. One was the curve of the road, the chicane in the road. If we add more parking, we lose the chicane. So that's something that, whether you like it or not, that's something we need to consider, whether the road's going to stay straight or whether the road's going to stay curved. I have no problem at all, like I said earlier, maximizing the number of parking spaces on the ocean side, consistent with having a safe curb in the road in front.
Is there any way of knowing exactly how many spaces we're talking about?
At least not more than four. It'd be 10. So it'd be definitely 8 would be the maximum. It would probably be more like 6. And it could probably be as low as 4. So between 4 and 8.
Will remain
on each side.
So we don't know how many. So we might be taking in like 12, and could be 8, could be 14.
4 to 15, 4 to 16 could be 12.
Could be 12,
the next
imagine.
That's just the maximum.
My guess would be, and the reason that I'm guessing is because it's probably going to have an engineer tell us, okay, this is the maximum curve you can have in the road.
This is a family is an artist's rendering, and they would have to meet the requirements for handicap, and you know, if we have direct parking places, they have to have a minimum unit extended. And we have, so you have to actually have to get in there and lay it out. So exactly how we.
I have a definite problem putting the parking in the park. And so that's one thing, and not anything else they like, because that's one thing they like. So I disagree on putting anything in the park whatsoever. And to put the money we are in the park, we certainly need a view of the ocean. So I want to block that off with pickups. The next thing is, this parking seems to be a big argument. We're talking about removing only 15, maybe 12, but let's say the maximum 14 parking places. 19 don't count. They're not there. They've only been there for a while. Just a temporary. So we need to get that out of the picture. We're not losing 36. We're losing 12 or 14. Next thing is, how many of you have any problem walking from Inn Avenue on the new boardwalk down to the pier? Because from Darling's by the sea, down there is less than 3/10 of a mile. From the pier to Joey's Park is 3/10 of a mile. That's 19 parking places going in, plus the corral, plus I Avenue, plus 6th Avenue. We're going to add 400 parking places in the next couple of years. I think that replaces 12 parking places at the park.
Hey, I have a problem. How many fishermen fishing the fall year is going to drag all of their equipment from up there down? And how many people are going to park up here at the doggy park and walk downtown to Curie Beach? None. They're hardly using the park up there now. The doggy park is being used less. And it's too far away unless you're going to run a bus or some shuttle thing. What have you got to go downtown to see? Freddy's, Jack Michaels, Big Dad's. They're sure not going to walk that far at Bud and Joe's. They're not going to walk that far at Pierview. They're not going to walk that far to the t-shirt shop. Right? Am I right or wrong?
Well, let's get back to fishing. I think anybody else can walk up here. You have a problem with the fishing. What's wrong with a loading zone down there? Why can't we not have a loading zone? It's not there now. Make a bigger loading zone and make sure they have a place to unload.
And then just leave it there while they park?
Oh, Michael, watch it.
don't be sarcastic now. I'm trying to be nice.
There's these, including myself,
be one depend on that parking for their livelihood, right?
Pretty much.
Who owns the property in B1? We do.
And they do.
And we depend on that parking.
And you're
even day trippers, or we depend on it for people that come down here, spend the weekend, whatever, to be able to spend money to care where I've read my case. Thank you.
I wish we had more parking there. But it's for losing 12 versus a $5 million ocean park. We're going to do away with this because of 12 parking spaces. I don't understand.
Hey, I can't understand spending $5 million on four, what is it, four or six lots.
Four.
I can't even turn around one of my big tractors back home on what you got there. Where I'm from, we got 65 acres and 16 acres in the Gold Hill Historic Park.
I can't.
And this little sucker down here is not going to. I'll quit.
You own 30,000 square feet up here on the sand band that you already own that you could put a park on that everybody in the town could have walked to. But you chose to come down here to B1 and spend 3.6. Don't look innocent, Chuck.
I do.
You was right there in the midst of them.
No, sir, I was not.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Dale.
Just on the parking issue, I think y'all are being a little bit cavalier about people's ability to walk. You have people who have diabetes, you have people who are elderly, you have people who are in one way or another unable to walk a certain mile. And to exclude all those people so that the people sitting in the park to get their ocean view don't walk across the street to get it, I think is being cavalier. I really do. I don't think you're being fair there. And
Mr. Bell, if you'll notice artist rendering, the spaces that we're going to include are all handicap spaces. So that's
I understand.
That's taking care of those like people trying to cavalier park. I can't agree with it.
Well, all right, and then in addition, on Tuesday you spoke about how the park would be used for weddings. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, if there's no place for people to park nearby, and K Avenue between Fort Fisher and the pier is full all the time. What bride in full regalia is going to walk from Joe Eats Park to a wedding? And you have no place for the catering trucks to park. You have no place. It just didn't well thought out, Dean. It just didn't
park
well
thought out. The park never intended just to be built for weddings, Mr. Bell. That was an option. We have a motion on the floor. All in favor, signal by saying aye. The motion is to remove the spaces pertaining to the oceanfront park as the artist rendering shows.
I would like to make an addition to that motion, asking that we minimize the curb in the road as much as possible to maximize parking.
Why do we need the curb in the road?
Slow traffic now, so nobody speeds through there because of the pedestrian traffic going in across the road.
For real?
For real, that's the state.
And that was what the public wanted.
Huh? That was what?
That was what the public wanted.
Public wanted the curb in the road.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Confused.
Yeah.
Why are we here if y'all aren't listening to us?
We listened to the committee. One of the committee's been working on this for 2 years.
But
and
you
this is what
to us.
We
are y'all not listening to what we
get? We listened to what you said. We've had 8 or 10 meetings over this. We are under a time restraint for some contractual agreements for these grants, and we've got to move on.
Yes, Mr. The problem, Wanda, really is the problem that everybody who's ever been elected has. I have an opinion from you, and I have an opinion from somebody else that is valid in their way too. There's going to be one person who feels not listened to.
Wanda, what if I'm not here? Yep.
About the parking. What is it I'm not hearing? You said we're not hearing. What am I not hearing?
The curve in the road, for one thing. Why it's necessary, you said it's for, because I want it. But the parking is equally as important. All we want is a park. Well, don't really want that. But just a plain old oceanside park. Nothing fancy. We don't need $1 million park, $2 million park.
Is it oceanside if you have that completely filled with trucks and trailers? Mm-hmm. You can't even see the ocean from the park. First of all, we have to have six open. That's true. So we have to have six open. So the only thing we're talking about is six parking places. Actually, it's what we're arguing about. I don't understand why we're arguing about
six parking.
I thought
we were arguing about the park, not the parking place.
Well, when we started this, a committee was formed of about 14, 15
they
people.
They said Tuesday night, y'all didn't follow it.
The committee, I've got all the minutes from all the meetings. The committee was formed. The people that were represented on that committee, besides at-large members, were a member from every single other committee that we have in the town. And that committee, as part of what they did, was to put information out at festivals and things like that and take input from and surveys from the general public and also from visitors to the island. And all of that was taken back to the committee and they made their recommendations to council on all of that information.
Can I ask one more question? I'll leave y'all alone. Are we going back to what the committee submitted instead of that thing y'all had up Tuesday night?
That's not, I don't know of anything.
Is that not part of the
there was
the parking part. And then we'll cover that one, okay?
Mary, you have a comment?
Yes, I'm a little confused. First, we talked about 12 or 14 different parking spaces. Now we're down to six.
Mary,
exactly how many are we talking about?
In front of you.
You're talking about six that's required.
Six by required.
By grant, six is required.
And is the motion to remove
six, at least
six only?
No, at least six more.
You want to remove 12?
Yes, that's the motion.
Six plus six?
Yes.
Okay, six more than needed.
Six more than are required by grant.
Okay.
Yeah, six more than are required by grant. There's a motion on the floor, second.
But, was your amendment a motion?
I asked for it to be added to the motion.
Was it a motion? Okay, you need to vote on that.
I second his request for the additions.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
On the addition.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
All right, majority has it. All right, now back to the original motion.
Yeah, previous motion, please.
Motion is to remove all parking east side to comply with the artist rendering provided by the committee to minimize the curve in the road to maximize the parking spaces.
And that's not exactly right. That first part is eliminate all the parking. We're eliminating the parking that the curve in the road requires. And want to minimize the curve as far as the motion.
Is that it, what I said?
To remove all of the parking on the east side.
To remove all parking to comply with the artist rendering presented by the committee. Then it was specified later that that was the east side, and then it was amended to minimize the curve in the road to maximize the space. So if that's not correct, how does... Well, is that clear to everybody? Do I need to read?
I just want to know how many parking spaces we are talking about. What is necessary by the constraints on our grant?
I'd like to amend the motion to put the number of parking places we remove with no less than 10, no more than 12. Do I have a second time?
Might work.
All in favor, assume by saying aye to the amendment to the amendment. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Thank you. Now, the motion on the floor. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye.
Motion on parking?
Yeah, we already have a second. We just amended it again. Jim seconded. Jim did second the original one, didn't he?
He made the motion for the original. The second one.
Do we have a second to the original?
No, he seconded it so we could discuss it.
Yeah.
The first motion was made by Lambeth and seconded by Dugan.
Okay.
The first amendment was made by Dugan and seconded by Swearingen. The second amendment was made by Lambeth and seconded by Keener.
Okay.
So you have a motion.
Motion on the floor. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
All right, motion carries. Take the parking. Now, thirdly, in front of y'all, Barry, that was what I said was on there about the parking. In front of you, we have, I think, the plan. There's the artist rendering again. The building location is necessitated to be in that back corner because of the constraints of the stormwater placement. I'd like to make a motion to proceed with the building as planned, as approved by council, and as approved by the footprint presented to council.
What do you mean approved? I don't know that the council approved it. We had a consensus, which is
we
not
had,
approved.
We had a consensus, so that's what I asked.
The council approved it.
Yes, they approved it.
Yeah, but the council had it. Now, ask Mr. Knudis there
earlier,
whether a consensus
earlier.
Are we talking about the building?
Are you?
We're talking about building location.
Yeah. The square footage, the building, the location, and when the other memo in front of you, Mr. Neller, refers to the point that they cannot proceed with the stormwater engineering plan and let them know exactly where the building is going to be and the footprint.
What I'm questioning, okay, is whether we are talking about...
You'll have going to make the question after we make a motion.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, could I repeat the motion because I'm not sure I got it. Made the motion to proceed with the building as planned, as approved by council, with the footprint?
What I meant, Nancy, was to proceed with the location of the building as approved by council and the footprint of those buildings as approved by council. And this is necessary to, that's the motion is in front of you, like I said, Mr. Nelder, is a memo from the engineers. And they have stopped the engineering work until we give them the go ahead on footprints.
Is this only talking about the footprint?
They'll have a second to that motion.
I second it.
Discussion, Mr. Nelder.
Are we talking strictly about where the footprint is? Or are we talking about approving the design of the building?
In my opinion, the design work of the building is not complete. However, the footprint must move forward if the engineers will stay on schedule. Because we have to agreed on the engineer plan for the stormwater. It's got to go out for bids. We have to actually choose a contractor, and all this must be done by March.
Barry, it's my understanding that what I'm voting on is the footprint, not on the building.
Right.
I want to make sure that everybody is clear there. And then we are talking about a... No, not always, Mr. Mayor. Doesn't seem to be clear about whether it's a consensus or whether it's a vote.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
All right, it passes. All right. Next come for council is the information that was provided to us by our public works director. Like I said, this is a gray area. If we were under safety and time restraints, we would have saved this to a regular scheduled meeting.
Could I ask what's happening with the design?
It is on hold. The design is on hold until we get some more feedback.
And will the architect be taking the
He is available for, yeah, he is available. What?
Who are you getting feedback from, Russ?
Yeah, we can schedule another public meeting.
Well, plus he had a lot of feedback the other night also. And you don't want to use that also?
Yes, he's already used part of it.
Will you schedule a public meeting?
Oh, that's up to council. The building design is not as critical, Dan, as the square footage, because they got to compute that to the stormwater runoff. So if we know what the footprint's going to be, the rest of it, the roof size, the square foot won't change that much. Yes, Mr. Bart.
I'm a little unclear how council could vote on a footprint of a building that you've not concluded the size and the look and the shape of the building. Well, it doesn't seem like that fits very well.
That's exactly how we arrived at this position, Mr. Bodder, because they have computed in the engineering staff how many non-meter square feet will be on the park. And that's what they're using to calculate the stormwater capacity.
So you're assuming that the shape of the building, size, shape, look, feel, will fit the footprint that is currently on an architectural plan, but you don't know what the building is going to be.
Right. If it were to be a little bit less, that's a gain for us. It cannot be any more than what you're on, because that's what the calculations are based on.
And if Dan get an answer, is there going to be a public hearing then on the actual look and the shape and the size of the building itself and what
the artist will say? The artist. The architect said he will make himself available if you want to have another public meeting, sir.
Is council going to do that? Are you going to vote today about a public meeting?
I'd like to make a motion that we have a public meeting.
Second.
We come up with a date.
Usually we come up with a date first.
Was there a motion?
I don't are we talking about a public meeting or a public hearing? Public meeting is your regular council meeting. Public hearing is a different form.
Public hearing is what?
With different advertisement requirements.
I assume you meant public hearing.
I just had a motion and a second by Commissioner Keenan.
Well, we voted on. All in favor, single saying aye.
Yeah,
opposed.
Nay.
All right. Yeah. Now, Ms. Warrington.
Ms. Warrington would like to set up a public
hearing.
Anybody have a date in mind?
Well, I'd like to know.
We'd have to get it in right away because it can't be less than 10 days or more than 25 days, and it has to be advertised twice in the paper.
What's your first earliest date, then?
You could do one. You already have one at your next council meeting, but you could do an additional one that night.
Okay.
November 16th.
The other
hearing,
yes. So I've been here at 1 o'clock in the morning before. And if it's just in order, we need to move forward with it as quickly as we can. Perhaps you can do it a little bit sooner than that.
Not if it's a public hearing.
The next council meeting.
And we already have a public hearing scheduled.
6:30. Right. That meeting starts at regular time as council, sir.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock would suit me. Jim?
5 o'clock.
Barry?
That'll be fine.
All right. 5:16.
You'd like to amend your motion to 5 o'clock on the.
What I would like to do is to have that other public hearing first.
Well,
has already been, have you already advertised that one?
First item on the agenda, 6:30 or soon thereafter. So if you're going to have that one first, you'll have to have this one after.
So if this public hearing goes past 6:30, that's okay?
Okay. It says 6:30 or soon thereafter.
Okay. All right. 5 o'clock.
All right.
So is there a second?
Second.
And a vote.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now, Jim, have you got those numbers in front of you?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to address, while we're bringing this up now, with, other than the brief synopsis you gave before?
Okay. We have a three kinds, we'll call them sinkholes. One is on Settlers Lane, and the engineer Skinner Smith Construction is submitting a bid for $23,751.50 for the repair of that one. The second one is $15,000 for the catch basin on Tree Village Way and Settlers.
They're reversed.
You got them backwards. Yeah. You got them backwards.
Oh, tie into existing. I'm sorry. I apologize. The total for the two of them is $38,751.50. And I would like to make a motion that we authorize the construction and repair at that price for Skinner Smith Construction Company.
I second the motion. Discussion.
It's coming out of the fund.
That's discussion. No, it's coming out of the stormwater fund.
Director Beaker indicated the Powellville fund.
The situation on the least expensive of them was Sunday with Public Works. We all, I think everybody knows, he said Public Works got a price on relining that line, and this would be part of phase two for our stormwater repairs that need to be done anyway. But if they reline it, they have to take her from an 18-inch outfall to a 12-inch, and that would bottleneck that entire stormwater system. So he's talked with his liaison, Mr. Jim, over here, and I think along with Jim and Sonny, the prudent thing to do would be replace that with the same size line that's in there now. So and, any more discussion?
And again, an additional reason, like I had said earlier, is it's between two houses, and it has the potential, depending on the weather, to get a lot wider, a lot quicker. And the other one that is located, if you've driven through the village, located on the edge of the road, has the potential to also spread and involve roadway that is going to be more expensive overall to repair the bigger things.
Was there? Thank you.
Okay.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Last item, Parks and Recreation Department is using $43,000 of the New Hanover County Parkland money to replace the tennis courts over here at Joe Eeks Park. It was a recommendation of the Park and Recreation Committee that they be restriped to facilitate the Quick Start tennis program for the, I guess the best way is little peewee tennis players. And there was some discussion at the last council meeting from some of the citizens that sometimes those extra marks make things a little bit confusing. Bob, would you like to step up and address this since you're chair of the Park and Rec?
Sure. There's really the first item that's most important in this is the Joe Eeks Park is a public park, it's our park, and it's designed for use by as many people as possible in our community. That's the point of the public park. What this comes down to is the ability of children to learn how to play tennis. The USTA, United States Tennis Association, has come up with some new guidelines on how to teach tennis in a more effective and enjoyable way for children to learn tennis. What that program is called is the Quick Start Program. Basically, the definition of the Quick Start Program, I have a packet there for you. Yeah. Basically, the Quick Start Program is for children 10 and under, and there are variables that change from normal tennis by the court size, the racket size, the ball, the net height, and the scoring system, all to make it easier for children to learn how to play tennis.
Bob, if I can interrupt you for just a second.
Absolutely.
Some of the feedback we got at the last council meeting set these stripes that facilitate the little quick start program.
Right.
Where confusing to the people playing an empty park.
Right.
And you've got the information from the ladies at empty park.
Right. I talked to the recreation supervisor at empty park who was in charge of the tennis program, and she said there, the contractor put down the wrong kind of material for the lines that he drew. The idea of the Quick Start program is to have the lines which cut across the area between the service box and the back line. He put in bright colored lines, very, very bright, and they're supposed to be muted lines that blend in with the court surface color. And over at Empty Park, it would be a lighter blue. Here, ours are going to be green, so it would be a different shade of green. That was a mistake, but Wilmington is going to redo all of the lines because of that and make the lines less visible. They will be visible, of course, so that they can be used for the program, but if they're not going to stick out at you. The other comment about that, and this is from the USTA, after a few minutes of play, you don't think about the lines. If you're an avid tennis player, the lines don't bother you. That's a comment there. Also, the other thing that the lady told me about the courts over there, whenever they're taking reservations, now that they have their new courts, they have 18 new courts, people always want to go on to the new court, irregardless of the fact that the lines are a little bit obtrusive over there. So my proposal, my thought on that, is if we get the right color for the lines so that they're not as obtrusive, and we only take one of the two courts that we have and allow that court to be used for the Quick Start tennis program, leave the other court, which we can always come back later and redo if the program gets really taken off. And just to that point, we've had four sessions of tennis this year. The first session was in February, and for that program we had 12 Quick Start students. The second session was March, April, we had 23 Quick Start students. The third session, we had 29 students. And then the one in July, right before we had to close the program so they could start work on the court, we had 22 students. So, you know, the numbers speak for themselves as far as the kids want to learn how to play tennis. And using the Quick Start method, which has been recommended and advocated by the USDA, is working in our community. It's bringing more people into the park to use the park, to use the tennis courts. And I'm just proposing that we do this for one court so that we can continue offering Quick Start tennis, and it'll leave the other court alone for now. And just monitor it very carefully.
Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion that we strike one of the new tennis courts with a Quick Start setup, and that the charges for this we applied against the Humana County Park Fund monies be reimbursed to the town. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. Are there any other tennis courts on the island here that have these stripes?
On the island?
Yes, sir.
No. There's only a handful of public courts that are available. There's the ones at Carolina Beach, and then there's the ones at Curry. The rest of them are all private clubs.
I guess I was talking about the ones at Carolina Beach that are public.
Okay, Carolina.
Do they have quick starts on them?
No, they don't, because they haven't. They haven't. They only have tennis lessons on their program. They don't offer tennis lessons at Carolina Beach. We offer tennis lessons. We're
Their parks and recreation is not offered tennis.
Correct. They just have the courts open and play.
There is a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Anything else to come before this council? Mr. Bodder, yes.
I was just going to ask a question of the Good Start kid. How many belong in, how many are residents of Kiri Beach versus either Carolina Beach or other areas? Just out of curiosity.
Of the 20, I have the stats for the one that has the 29, 27 of them are from Kiri Beach.
That's good to know.
So, I mean, we're providing for Kiri Beach. That's,
right.
That's my goal.
Jim, the ballet classes and TAP that they have at the community center, I was surprised how many of those kids are Kiri Beach kids, too.
That's why it's important to know.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes, ma'am.
At Tuesday's meeting, there were five or six people that stood up and opposed the strike. The only person that is for the strike is the person who's heading Parks and Rec. You know, I'm curious if there's, you know.
Karen, the Parks and Rec committee members were polled, and they were all in agreement with what Bob proposed tonight. Or this evening, and as liaison to him, you know, I worked with Bob on the committee, and we were kind of shocked at the feedback we got, since all but one of those people have private tennis courts in their communities, that they would be opposed to this. And this is park bond money from the county. This money is not costing the citizens of Kiri Beach any tax revenue or anything else that both taxes will cost you, because the $200,000 that the county gave us will cost us $300,000 in taxes, but they neglected to tell everybody that. And yes, sir.
I just want to say that my son does play this program, and it's not easy to get to meetings as a family of younger kids. So I appreciate having a meeting during the day that I can get to. So sometimes our voices aren't heard because with young kids.
Thank you.
And I know that a lot of the local business owners that have children, we're up at that park for 1 or 2 hours after tennis lessons playing, so it's a great thing for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else to come before? Yes, Ms.
Bond. I think the ones objecting to the lines, and I played tennis, so don't have an idea. But they were basing on the obtrusive lines at Empty Park. He's saying these are not like that.
Yes, well, he did the research before he came before council.
I think that was probably the problem.
Yes, Mr. Todd.
I'm going to go back to the public meeting that's going to happen to design the park. But I'd like to make a recommendation that we have our Ocean Park Committee meets the first Monday of the month. Why can't we have the architect at that meeting? Have the park committee there, anybody here that's interested, concerned about the design? We could have our own little charrette come up with, you know, put everything on the table, and they'll have 3 weeks to come back with a design that people want at that public meeting?
The meeting's already scheduled. I'll be tickled to death to call the architect and have to come.
I think that
would
be
because they've offered.
I mean, since there's a time constraint, just do it a week from now and we'll get it done.
Well, we all need to spread the word. I mean, you're the one who shows up consistently. You know what the attendance has been. We need to spread the word to get people there.
I mean, I think that would be better than just coming to a local meeting of, you know, a month from now and seeing the modified version of the design that's really not much. So,
thank you, Alan. Anything else come before this meeting? Oh, Phyllis?
The meeting that you're talking about is November 1st, though, and they'll be setting up for elections November 1st that evening.
Could we
call it at the community
center? The only, we can have it anywhere we want. The only problem is getting the word out to people where it's at.
And the voting machines don't work right anyway.
We can have it in the fire station. We can have it in the fire station. We can have it in the community center. I'll give it Nancy. We'll
send it out. Tell us on the email list and make sure we can spread the word as quickly as we can.
Okay.
Unless there's something else there, my guess is it's going to be the community center.
You have to check with Donna to, if it's open, then Donna.
Anything else? Have a motion to close this meeting, adjourn this meeting.
I'd like a motion.
Have a second.
Second.
Thank you all.